God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, my soul with grace refine, until this earthly part of me glows with your fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so I shall never die, but live with you the perfect life in your eternity. Today's psalmetry is taken from the complimentary psalmetry for this particular mid-morning service. I cried out, and the Lord heard me. To the Lord, in the hour of my distress, I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened, and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Mesech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I cried out, and the Lord heard me. May the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go. I rejoice in the good news they told me. I rejoice when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace be upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I rejoiced in the good news they told me. Today's mid-morning reading is a reading from 1 John. God's commandment is this: we are to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and are to love one another as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he remains in us, from the Spirit that he gave us, the word of the Lord. Lord, you guide the upright man. You know him through and through. Lord, in the mid-morning, you gave your Holy Spirit to the apostles gathered in prayer. Give us a share in the life and love that your Spirit brings. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.